producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Perfect time to do it. We have about 50 minutes left together. That's 501-855-99-DR-JOY. Erica, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. Good. I have... something to talk about, two things actually possible. The first one is about my husband. I listened to you in a podcast, so I'm a little always behind. So I listened to a lady who called you about passive aggressive behavior. And she was driving me crazy too because she was very passive aggressive with you. But anyway, you were very patient. But I think I have a better example of that. I might be completely off the term as well, but anyway, this is an issue with my husband. He's very nice. I love him very, very much, but drives me crazy when I ask for help, and he says, yeah, sure, and he does this with anybody. Yeah, sure, I can help, I can do that. And as soon as he's doing it, he starts complaining like, oh, I should be doing this, or, oh, this is very hard. So I'm in it like, never mind, I can do it, or I can get it, or, no, it's fine, I can get it, or I can do it.
All right, wait. Let's go back. I agree with you that he's being passive-aggressive, but you're swallowing the bait. If you ask him to help you and he says yes, and then he starts, well, gee, I should be doing other things, or, you know, it's too hard, yes, or whatever, I would say nothing, because you're sort of letting him get out of it. And then if you say, well, you said you'd help me and then you didn't help me, he'd say, well, you said it was okay.
Yes, exactly. It's a cycle. And this is,
well, but honey, look, you're going to have a much easier time changing your behavior than you are changing his. I agree with you. He's being passive aggressive. But the way to deal with somebody who's passive aggressive is not to swallow the bait. If you know, the ultimate example is, that's okay, you take the light bulb, I'll sit in the dark. And what you say to somebody who says that, instead of saying, no, you can take the light bulb, you say, fine, I'm glad you don't mind the dark, and walk away.
Okay.
So you're swallowing the bait. Yes, you're correct in your analysis and your definition, but you don't have to play. You're doing your part. You're making it easy for him. And see, that's what a passive aggressive person does. They make you take responsibility. That's where the passivity is. And the aggressive part is there's a hostility underneath it. What he's saying is, you can't tell me what to do. But instead of saying that, or I don't want to help you, he's saying, no, I'll help you. And then he whines about it, and then you feel guilty.
Yes.
Da-dum.
Yes.
And so you let him out of it. But you don't have to let him out of it.
Yes, indeed. You're right. You're completely right. And, you know, I mean, we've been married for 9 years. But you're right. I should just walk. Because my instinct is to apologize. Like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, I get it. But
that's what passive-aggressive people, that's what they do, is that they say, I'm going to make you feel guilty. You're going to have to take responsibility for this. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I'm okay.
You're right in your diagnosis, but you're wrong in your behavior. You're doing the wrong stuff. All right.
Correct. Okay. So I'll just, walk away
Exactly. Just smile sweetly and say, you're a great guy for helping me out.
Okay. The cheerful and stupid. And that's my second thing with the cheerful and stupid. Like, I didn't hear what he said. At work, I talked to you before. I had 3 part-time jobs and to help me through. And now I have 1 full-time job. That also changed our relationship with my husband. But my thing with job now is that I have a full-time job with a specific hours because that's how I negotiate my with my boss because I have my little daughter. And anyway, she's fine with that. She knows that I'm effective.
How old is your daughter?
She's six. And I don't have any other help, so I have to be there for the bus stop in the morning and when we come back, and they don't pay me enough, like, to get help otherwise. But the fact that other people start noticing that I am arriving a little later, leaving a little earlier, so that's been an issue now. Questions being arrived.
My boss is okay.
But with my boss, the thing is that I mentioned to her once because she had another issue, a personal issue, and I said, you know, why you don't try being cheerful and stupid? And I explained what was that, and she loved it. At the point that she started sharing with everybody at the office, the people that now are getting, you know, a little sore about my 2 hours. So when I'm trying to, you know, just pretend that I didn't hear the comments or the remarks or anything, they come to me and say, oh, don't give me that cheerful, stupid thing. And now I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, that's easy. All you do is laugh hilariously and say, what would you like me to do?
Okay. Even more.
Look, let me just explain both, because they're really very similar. Both your first question and your second question have the same characteristics in common. Your husband's being passive-aggressive because when he's passive-aggressive, he's asking you to do something, and then no matter what you do, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So when he says, oh, you know, it's hurting my back, when you say, all right, you don't have to do it, then if you say, well, you didn't do what you said you were going to do, he's going to say, well, you told me I didn't have to. So that's him not taking responsibility. When someone says at the office, you're just being cheerful and stupid, again, that's you not taking the responsibility, then you'd say to them, what would you like me to do? Which puts it right back on their shoulders.
Okay?
Because they're both the same thing. Instead of responding, because when someone's saying, are you giving me that stupid and cheerful stuff again, what they're saying is, you know, I don't like this. Part of it is, kiddo, you, like most of us, like most women, feel guilty most of the time. So when somebody says, I don't like this, we say, oh, okay, I'll make it okay.
Yeah.
And you can stop doing that, because if you don't mind doing it, it's one thing. If you say, okay, my job is to go through the world making everybody happy, that's fine. But if you expect them to be grateful or you get tired of it, then stop doing it. And all you don't have to explain to somebody why you stopped doing it. All you have to do is stop doing it.
Okay. Yes, I guess that makes sense. Makes sense.
Right, because they're exactly the same problem.
Okay, yes. Okay,
all right.
Yeah, makes sense. I just wanted to, you know, mention that about...
No, listen, that's perfectly fine. When in doubt, give me a call, and if you don't understand something, it's not your job to understand it. It's my job to make it understood. So don't worry about if you don't understand it. Just call me up and say, okay, I don't get this.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Hopefully all of you see that they're really exactly the same issue. What we're trying to do is take responsibility for our own behavior and let everybody else do the same. So if somebody wants to say, I can't believe you're coming in late, what are you, the special friend of the boss, make them say that, because then you can say, no, I'm not a special friend, I just come in early, so the boss doesn't have to open up. But if they say, well, you know, you get special privileges and you get, you know, you get your feelings hurt about it, you say, well, no, I don't. Then they say, well, yes, you do. You're coming in. I mean, you see that if you're going to get your feelings hurt with somebody saying something, then they don't have to. And then if you say, well, gee, that's a rude thing to say, or you say, well, you know, I come in early, they'd say, well, gee, why didn't you say that? Or sure you do. Or, you know, is that the excuse you give or something? I mean, the point is, if somebody wants to insult you, make them do the work. Don't you do it for them. Because if it made either of you feel better, that would be one thing. But it doesn't. It makes both of you feel worse. All righty. Rachel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Joy. This is
yes,
Rachel.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've been married for just over a year.
And my
husband is much more affectionate than I am. I feel like he could be touching me all the time. And
I'll tell you what, let me stop you for just a second, and I'll give you as much time as you need. We'll wander through it together, and you can explain exactly how this works out between the two of you, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 60 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is. We've got Rachel, who's a relatively new bride. She's been married about a year, and she's saying her husband is kind of touchier, feelier than she is. How old are you, Rachel?
I am 31 and he is 38.
Okay. How long did you know each other before you got married?
Year and a half.
Okay. Did you live together during any of that time?
Yeah, we lived together for actually 8 months or so before we got married.
Has anything changed? Has the level of interaction changed since the two of you have been married? Is about the same as it was 8 months ago?
Well, I've called you.
Well, you've been married a year, so it would be about a year and it was a year and a half ago.
Well, no, this is just how he is. I've called you before about the prevailing issue that we were dealing with was his relapse, and he moved out for a year. And he's just recently come back last week, and I just haven't found a good solution to meet him in the middle for his affection versus.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think you're expecting an awful lot of yourself, and I think he's expecting an awful lot of you unrealistically. He's been gone. He's relapsed. And to sort of take off where he left off, and, you know, one of the things you and I have talked about in the past is that men and women view sex very differently. Then men view it as a way of feeling close to somebody, and women feel that unless you're close to somebody, you have no interest in sex with them or very little. And so he's been gone. So he just wants to kind of be all snuggly and warm, and you can say, I mean, I'm not sure you really want him back in your household, let alone in your bed, until he's... How long has he been clean and sober?
A year.
Okay, well, that's good. But maybe the two of you, instead of moving back in, do you guys have kids together?
Oh, no. No.
Good. Okay, well, maybe rather than moving back in, the two of you should start dating again, and he gets to woo you.
Well, we did, actually. We did a transition period for about a month, and...
I don't think that's very long. If he's been gone... How long has he been on drugs in his life?
Oh, geez. He spent all of his 20s.
Yeah, I mean, and it sounds like of the year you've been married that essentially he was on drugs for the entire time. I don't think a month is...
No, he wasn't. I found out right after we got married that he had
collapsed. So you're comparing a year where he was on drugs. The two of you haven't really been living together, it sounds to me, for a large part of that time. And he wants to... So you've been married a year. During that year, did the two of you live together, or was he off being clean and sober?
No, he moved out to a sober house within 6 weeks after we got
married. So the two of you essentially haven't been married a year at all.
No.
I mean, you have, but you're, I mean, look, I think what you need to do is say to him, I think two things. First of all, you need to say to him, it's too soon for us to, you know, I don't trust you yet. And presumably you don't trust you yet, that we need to go really slowly. And, I mean, look, you gave him a year where you didn't divorce him, that you said, go off and do what you need to do, and I will stay married to you. I will not sleep with other people. I will not date other people. I will give you the time and space you need. And I'm delighted. It sounds like the last month must have been really nice, but I don't think a month is very long, number one. And I think he's going to have to be patient with you, and he's going to have to be patient with himself, and you need... I mean, you hear me all the time say it takes 6 months to a year to be able to trust somebody, and you married this dude not knowing that he was on drugs, and he'd been on drugs the whole time. So, I mean, the idea that, okay, he's now been clean and sober, you know, I'll never have to worry about it again, you'd be a fool if you believed that. He'd be a fool if he believed it.
No, so the two of you, I don't believe that.
And expecting to just sort of be all cuddly with some dude, where you know that he fooled you before, he fooled himself before, I think the two of you have sped this up much too fast, number one. Number two, I think at some point, look, saying to you, listen to me, Rachel, among other things, marriage is a sexual union, and that part of, you know, we make compromises with people, and you need to feel that you can cuddle with him, that we may need to start over with patterning the two of you about sexual response. But that's an asinine thing for me to say, where he, you know, you've been married a year, he was on drugs the entire year, you married him not knowing he was on drugs, he'd been on drugs the entire time you knew him, and you didn't know it. So expecting you to just kind of go, okay, dude, okay, you're not clean and sober, even though I had no idea that in the 2.5 years I knew you, including the years I was married, you were on drugs. I mean, you would be a fool. Not to mention, he needs to know that he's clean and sober. So living together at this moment is a disaster for both of you. Because you're not going to trust him. And as you don't trust him, he's going to get angry with you. And you, it's very hard to have sex with somebody you don't trust. And the more you don't have sex with him, you're going to say, see, this marriage is never going to work because you don't care about sex. It has nothing to do with sex at this moment. It has to do with trust. And it's just too soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It was a bit of a rocky last week, anyway. I sort of attributed it to the fact that I'm a very independent person, and so
listen, I don't know if this marriage has any possibility or not, but it certainly doesn't at this moment, because you may be independent, but you're also gullible as the very Dickens, right?
I know.
So you need, and you can say that to him, I need to know not only that I can trust you, but that I can trust my own impulse toward you. And, you know, I'm feeling a fool, and there's nothing that makes you feel less sexual than feeling like you're a fool.
Mm-hmm.
So you need more time to be apart. He needs more time to prove that, you know, that his sobriety is solid, and even with the pressures of marriage and having to kind of work to woo you again, that he's up to the task and loves you, and you waited for him for a year, and he can wait for you for a while till both of you are comfortable and you're feeling loving toward him and trusting toward him, or trusting toward him and loving toward him. I mean, a month is ridiculous.
Okay, well, can I just add something here? You may or may not.
Add away.
It needs to be added. But even when we were, even in general, like, I am not a cuddly person. So even when I saw things, like when we were dating, were super duper and great. I mean, they were for a while. He didn't relapse until we had been dating for 8 months or something. But even then, when things were, I thought, were just super imperfect, it was like, it's not my inclination to, like, go up to somebody and, like, rub their shoulders or...
Well, but that may be something you need to... I think that's something you need to learn to do. Well, that's why I'm saying working on it now where you don't really quite trust him doesn't make any sense. But what I'm saying to you, is... do you have any idea why that inability to be, I mean, kids are, as you know, kids are cuddly. Kids want to be touched. Kids like to be touched. Why do you think you don't?
Oh, I know why. Because my mom wasn't very cuddly with me, and I had my birth dad gave me up when I was 8 years old, and my stepfather was inappropriate. And so, yeah, I've dealt with all of that, and I've...
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, look, you've got some time. Go and deal with it a little bit more. Right? I mean,
yeah.
go and see where you are about it. I mean, it sounds like you understand it intellectually, behaviorally, not so much. But take the time, because he needs the time, you need the time. So by the time you both believe that he's clean and sober, you've overcome a lot of things that have nothing to do with him. But most importantly, he's clean and sober, and both of you trust him. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Lynn, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it sounded like I lost you.
Nope, you got me.
Okay, good. First of all, I just want to thank you for taking my call. I called a couple weeks ago, and I think I was so nervous I did not do that. So I appreciate you being on the air and taking calls. I called a couple weeks ago about my mother-in-law.
Right.
And not liking my mother-in-law. And you told me a lot of things that I didn't want to hear. And
sounds like me. Yeah.
But I just wanted to give you a follow-up that because I really do respect you, that I did take your advice. And I did talk to her, actually. I had wanted to do it face-to-face, but I wasn't going to have the opportunity to, so I did call her. And I did apologize to her for things that I have done that have not been very nice. And that I was really sorry for those things. And her response, and I basically asked her if we could kind of forget about the past and just start over and start fresh and move forward.
What did she say?
She said, nothing in the world would make me happier.
Wow! Wow, you just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, and she said that she actually did apologize. She says, I'm sorry for anything I've done that has hurt you and upset you as well, and that I've missed our relationship, and that she missed our relationship.
Wow. Good for you, Cookie.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me, so I mean that, the only thing I would have changed, but it wasn't necessary, is instead of saying, can we just go forward, say, you know, I think sometimes just saying to somebody, tell me what I can do so we can go forward, but you didn't even need that.
No.
That's terrific. Well, good for both of you. So how long, this was, I think you called me on the 16th, and today is the 28th, so it was about, you know, a little less than 2 weeks ago. So when was the phone call?
I called her on the 21st.
Okay. And so what's happened since then? Anything?
Well, we had an entire day of basketball games on Saturday. So we were together from 8:15 in the morning until about 7:30 that night. My daughter had, and my son both had basketball games that day. And so we were together the whole day. And
so how did that feel to you?
Together. It was good. I mean, it felt like all that anger and built up tension was just gone, and it was comfortable, and you know, it was like not before any little thing she did, or if she, way she looked, or just the presence of her would just make my skin crawl, and it was just not there. And
well, so, I'm so, don't you feel proud of yourself?
Yeah, I do, and it feels good because I've been carrying around a lot of, especially over the last 3 years, just spending so much time thinking, just feeling icky and not wanting to waste my time and energy on such negative things.
Well, good. I'm really, you know, you should feel incredibly proud of yourself, because I know, you know, I knew at the end of the phone call you were not thrilled with me, and I just sort of kept my fingers crossed that somehow you would sort of, I mean, look, you had really not much to lose, but I think you should be incredibly proud of yourself, because I know it's not easy to do, and I know that there was certainly a certain amount of skepticism involved, but you did it anyway, and good for you, kiddo. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, and I'm so glad it worked out so well. It sounds like both of you were really wonderful to each other. So good.
I just wanted, I know you don't always get the feedback, but I just wanted to let you know I took your advice and I followed through, and I'm very grateful. So I just wanted to say thank you, and it's made my life better.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm incredibly proud of you, because I know, you know, people say, well, that's easier to say than to do, which of course is true. Everything is easier to say than to do. But, and it's really a gift for you to, first of all, to have done it. That's the best part. But even to, you know, to be kind enough to call up and let me know is just great. So
thank
good. So good on you. And I'm glad your tummy feels better, and you should go do something nice for yourself as a reward, and maybe something nice with her for the two of you to celebrate the new. And I mean, I think her response was heartfelt, and nothing would make her happier. I mean, that makes me almost tearful. I mean, I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very sweet.
And I'm sure your husband is incredibly grateful.
He is very happy about it as well. It meant a lot to him because it was hurtful.
Well, it is.
It was
feeling
really
like,
hard
I
for
mean,
him. He was caught in the middle. It was very
Yep, it is.
Tough.
Well, and good for you. I think you deserve great, great reward and kudos and whatever, because, as I said, I knew at the time this was not exactly what you were aiming for at the moment, but good. So good on you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, kiddo. You know, and she's right. I mean, I very seldom get to hear. That's the question I get asked most frequently, of, well, do you ever find out what happens? And the answer is seldom. seldom. But when I do, and sometimes, you know, it's not always positive. I mean, there are people call and say, you know, it didn't work, or and we go through why it didn't work and what, you know, what might have been the problem. And I mean, but I'm always glad to hear from you. And the point is to change the situation. So if it doesn't work, let's figure out why it didn't and make it better, because that's the point. It's not that I sort of keep a little scorecard here. Shane does, but I don't. It's okay. I was right here.
No.
But no, I'm wrong here. No, I mean, it's the point is, look, that changing your own behavior is possible. Changing somebody else's is really difficult. It just, you know, think how hard it is to change your own. And changing somebody else's is just that much more difficult. So there you go.
Well, that's got to feel good for you.
It feels great. Right?
Yeah.
It feels great. Yeah. It was, you know, when people talk about, you know, what they're going to give me for my birthday, you know, that's...
There you go.
It's just wonderful to know that the things get better, because that's the point. And it's not that there's some magic here. It's just, look, if you've been trying to do something and it doesn't work, then trying something else seems like, you know, why not? Right? What do you have to lose? And the sort of joke, and I'm not sure how funny it is, I'm not sure I should really refer to it as a joke, but the deal is that most psychological research is based on one of two groups, either undergraduates or rats. Right? It just, that's true. And most behavioral psychologists, research psychologists, would much rather deal with rats, because rats learn. Human beings, and learning theory, I should just explain, that learning theory is you send a rat down a maze, right? And there's food at the end of it.
Sure. Yep.
And the rat goes consistently, like most of the time, and different researchers require different percentages. But basically, let's say 90% of the time that the rat will go down to where the food is. That's not learning theory. Learning theory is once the rat's learned that maze, you change where the food is. You change the maze. And learning theory is how long it takes the rat to figure out that there ain't no cheese. You know, there's nothing down there, so you have to try something else. And the reason that most psychologists would much rather do research with rats than human beings is human beings will say things like, well, it was there before, but I know this is right, but this is how you do it. And it's very hard to convince human beings, there is no cheese there. Run, there's nothing, it's not going to work. And to a certain extent, I suppose that may be the bumper sticker version of my job description and my mission statement, which is, we got to look for the cheese because it ain't there.
Yeah, or there is no cheese.
Well, no, I'll help you find the cheese.
See, yeah,
later,
oh, right,
find
right.
Cheese,
I see what you're saying.
But it ain't there. It ain't where you're going, because yeah. You wouldn't have called me. You know, if you've done something 10 times and every time it turns out disastrously, assuming the 11th time is going to be the workable time doesn't make any sense. Which isn't to say that you're not tenacious. It's not to say that you give up. But you look at what's going on and what the options are. And if you've done it 10 times and it's never worked, for it to work the 11th time, something has to have changed. I mean, you have to reboot. You have to do something different. Because if nothing's changed, ta-da, nothing's changed. And that's the joke. Is that it's a psychological joke. I know it sounds like a contradiction in terms. The idea is that if you think that one and one, we know that one and one is two. If you think one and one is 48, then you're probably psychotic. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But you're neurotic if you know that one and one is two, but you hate it. Right? So neither of those make any sense. But the assumption that one and one this time will be different doesn't make any sense. If one and one is always two, always two, even though you hate it, assuming that, this time maybe it'll be different, doesn't make any sense. So if you need some sense, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. All right. So one of the things that we have sort of not gotten to is one of the questions that that are sort of raised a little bit today about marriage. And so Shane reminded me that we had a whole bunch of things of what? How did we say it? Problems in marriage?
Yeah, we just we posed the question: what was your biggest marital conflict, and how was it resolved?
Okay.
So
I think we did the first one.
Did we? Okay.
I think because that was the pornography one.
Right. She just says pornography equals divorce.
And I'm saying that not in knowing anything more about them than what's obviously said there is I think that, first of all, men and women look at pornography so differently.
Very true.
And that men view it as not a big deal. Women view it as a repudiation, a rejection of
right,
them.
Right.
And I think that as women, the first thing you have to understand is that men just really do look at it differently. And the point is, if you're wanting to have more sex with your husband, then say to him, here's the deal. What I'd really like to do is you not use porn for a week and we'll have more sex. If your husband wants more sex than you want, then saying don't look at porn is ridiculous because he's using it to fill in literally the gap so that he doesn't feel that he's imposing on you all the time. So, you know, if everything else is okay, I think that I don't know any women who think it's great, but
sure,
who cares?
Absolutely.
We read romance novels, right? And it's just softcore porn, which is unrealistic expectations about the opposite sex, and that's all porn is. So, you know, again, I think that if everything else is okay, then you could certainly say I don't want it, you know, in the bedroom or. But if the deal is that our sex life is fine as far as I'm concerned, and he wants more, then porn is just what he's doing so he doesn't superimpose his wishes on you. If you feel that he's using porn instead of dealing with your sex life, then see if you can negotiate with him. All right?
All right. And our second one here says that her husband never agrees with her on anything, and then she says, and then she goes for a walk to get some fresh air.
Ask him what his opinion is first and agree with him.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you put your opinion out there first, and I'm not disagreeing that he may just be obtuse because you've become his mom or you make more money than he does or you have a better position. So instead of sort of telling him what you believe, ask him what he believes first and then agree with him. Then he can't do that anymore.
Sure. Anna here says her.
That's a really good answer. What do you mean?
Well,
sure.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Yeah,
okay, good.
Sure.
You're supposed to go, wow, dude.
Oh, boy.
Okay, fair enough.
Anna
fair
says,
enough.
Conflict over an alcoholic stepson. She says, the love we had for each other got us through the turmoil and resolved the problems, plus the boy finally got help and recovered, which really was the the icing on the cake. So,
amen. Look, the point being that that to be a step parent is to be a good friend and a good host, and the rest of you have to let go of. And I know when you've got an alcoholic, it's one of the reasons why money should be kept separate, so that you're not feeling that he's taking, you know, if he's supporting his son, he's taking food out of your mouth. There are lots of ways of dealing with it, but this sounds like you guys dealt with it well, and it came out well, and so yay.
Tracy doesn't really give us a how it was resolved, but she says I take that back. She is telling us how it was resolved. She doesn't really tell us what her conflict was, but she says divorce. So I'm assuming
that's a done deal, I guess. Sorry.
And the next one is just the opposite. Gives us the conflict and not how it was resolved. Christine says in-laws. So,
we sort of dealt with one in-law problem specifically today, and we've dealt with it over the last couple of weeks, which is understand that you're going to create some problems for yourself if you can't resolve that. And just looking for something to like about that person, looking at your own behavior, saying what can we do differently, makes a huge difference. And you could hear. I mean, you could hear in Lynn's call that how relieved she was, how relieved her mother-in-law was. Makes some sense to really think about it.
Yeah, I think so much of the time too. I'm not the trained psychologist here, so don't listen to me, people.
You're
but
not even the untrained psychologist. But go ahead.
Exactly. You know, so much of the in-law issue, I think, stems from preconceived notions, you know what I mean, that people take into
I think part of that is unrealistic expectations, but part of it is also that we complain about, you know, that if you're a parent of some kids who are dating and you say, well, she's not good enough for you, or you can do better than him, if you don't think that person's going to go back, well, especially when they're unhappy with that partner, and say, well, my mom doesn't really like you, don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Be smarter than that. Just keep your mouth shut. That we live in a society where you get to pick your own mate. So keep your mouth shut, because it will come back and smack you upside the head.
Definitely. Gail here says verbal and emotional abuse, and that ended in divorce as well, I guess. So. Not a good situation.
Well, this is cheery.
Yeah, I guess so. Robert says after 18 years of marriage, she still insists on hanging the toilet paper so it rolls down the back.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, no, as I said, okay, somebody has done whole shows of that, which I find interesting. So,
and Anna follows up with that. She says, well, your wife is correct.
Yeah, exactly. Do not mess with
funny,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last one we have that came in here says, my adult children from my first marriage, he made it clear that he didn't like them. It never resolved. And, this is a real bummer. He had cancer and died, I guess. So, that's a...
Well, that's a cheery way.
Yeah.
That does resolve conflicts, I suppose.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, look. And maybe that is reflected in the statistics that there are more single people than married people for the first time since anybody's
true.
Been keeping track in the United States, is that people are just saying... You know, it's hard work. And I think that's part of it. I think that's part of what Jane is saying, is that we have this notion that, that all you have to do is find the right person, everything will be okay.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
One of the nice things about the statistic is that I think people are being more realistic about what it takes to be in a marriage, people are waiting longer to get married, and maybe being a bit more realistic. I personally think co-ed dorms are a great idea, not so much for the sex or not sex, but that so males and females are living together in something other than a sexualized environment, so they get to actually know each other and maybe trust each other a little bit more and sort of demystify what it is. Because, you know, I think that men and women together are quite often a really good kind of idea in terms of raising kids, in terms of living a life. But I think that it's that we are different, and that I don't think we're from different planets. We're both carbon-based, oxygen-breathing life forms from this planet. But we do have different ways of expressing ourselves, different expectations, different upbringings, and that requires some negotiation. And the idea being that if it's important enough, we learn to negotiate, making sure that we give a little to get something and works on both sides. Alrighty, my adorable, this is 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.